restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew all thy spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart.
We got a little glitch. Amen. Amen. Are we there? Okay. Hold on. Put this one. Are we okay now? Okay. We'll try it again.
Bless you.
morning we're getting ready to open the scripture. If you would, take your Bibles and turn to Exodus chapter 12. And I would like to speak about protection under the plague. So this morning, as we look at the scripture just for a little bit, protection under the plague, many people are nervous, many people are upset, and it's a time that they need to be nervous and upset if they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. We should walk cautiously and do things as we're asked to do them, and to support the way that we're supposed to be going according to our leaders. And let us not forget, the leaders are doing the best that they can to help us in this time of plague, this situation. It's up again. All right. Where's my...
I'm going to turn this one off. Amen. Have we got this one now? Okay, sorry again. So I'm encouraging you to turn the scriptures to Exodus chapter 12, and let's just read from verse 3. And at this point, we'll read the scripture. Hopefully you're getting it now, brothers. All right. Are you sure? They're trying to give me freedom on my hands. All right. We did it one more time. You don't know how difficult this is when the equipment's not cooperating with you. So just pray for us, okay? All right. Exodus chapter 12. Listen. We know the devil is fighting on every side. And we know that we're in a warfare. We have a spiritual warfare going on. We have a germ warfare going on. But we have the great emancipator, the great physician, the all in all, standing with us to give us what we have need of. So this morning, let's just try to stay focused. Sorry about the few glitches we're having along the way. But God will be with us through this service. And you just listen now as we read Exodus chapter 12 and verse 3. Hopefully you got your Bibles with you, or your intelligent smartphone with the Bible on it, that you can find it quickly. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep from the goats, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Verse 11. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, amen, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. God bless you, brothers that are here. You can be seated. You that are streaming this morning, just be focused with me. I know I can't physically hear your amens, but God knows if you're believing the scriptures that we're reading this morning. And looking back to the situation of the children of Israel and how that in the beginning of all this, the Lord for many years prior to that, had promised Abraham, the father of the nations, that he said, you're going to be a father of nations, and how that the Lord promised Abraham that your seed would possess the land. And so as he was talking from all the way back in Abraham, listen, the Lord has always made a provided way. And people under this protection of the Holy Spirit of God, the leadership of God, is at peace with God. They're at rest with God. They know where they stand with the Lord. And you know, I was thinking how that many people, they get sickness and they get problems, and how that the situation starts bothering them. And you know, the enemy wants to work on your mind. And we know that the mind is one of the greatest battlegrounds there ever was. And how that when you feel a little bit sick, you have a tendency to think the worst part sometimes, especially if it goes to a fever. And many times people start having fevers and they start having issues, and next thing you know, they think, maybe I've got the virus. That's all the devil wants you to do, is to come to a place of fear. And we don't want to have fear in our heart. We want to have love and joy and peace and happiness. Yet we need to be concerned about the situation that we're faced with. We will be ignorant to not know that there's a devil moving around in the world today. When the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, I'm going to bless your seed, I'm going to give them a land, you know, that you're a city whose builder and maker is God, and how that he spoke to Abraham. And as he was, you look at the situation. Before Abraham, there was Noah. And Noah was in a place where he had to be in a condition that the world was in an awful condition at that time. If you read Genesis chapter 6, and how that they turned to all the fleshly thinking and all the things that they were doing, and how that the people's minds became so caught up in worldly pleasures that the Lord said, I'm going to destroy man off the face of the earth. So what does God do? It's not exactly a plague, but he sends a flood. He sends a condition where that he's going to cause somebody to believe that he is God. And so here is Noah preaching for 120 years. God uses that type of a thing to get people to look to him. They wouldn't look to the Lord until the clouds came and the rain started falling. Then they started knocking on the door. Noah, let us in. It was too late then. Brothers and sisters, we are in a situation. This is a rehearsal. These diseases, these germs that are taken, it's a rehearsal for what's getting ready to come on the earth, more drastic than all that's happening now. When Joseph was on the earth, when Lot was on the earth, the Lord sent fire and brimstone to get Lot out of Sodom. He sent the angels down, get my people out of that place. God is going to get his people. Whoever you are, God knows who you are. He looks at the situation. He goes down and he grabs Lot. Listen, he'll come down. He'll grab you by the hand. He'll lead you out of the place and tell you, go over here. Follow the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lot was listening to the angel, yet his wife, with such love and desire, looked back to Sodom to see her loved ones, and she was lost. She was put to a pillar of salt. Here's Lot now. He's coming along, and all these things happen. Of course, his daughters, you know, they thought, well, there's no man in the earth. So they went and they had a time with their father. You understand what I'm saying? For the children's sake, they went and had a time, and out of that came Moab and Ammon and these different things. And I'm still preaching about also change of the doctrine. But, you know, protection under the plague is what we're after right now. And here is this man, Lot. He's under a certain protection, even though he's a cousin to Abraham. God watched over Abraham's cousin, or his nephew, I'm sorry. He looks at the situation. Listen, relationship does not give you the entrance to heaven. Lot was a lukewarm believer, yet he knew the God of Abraham. And here Abraham was, he was chosen of God, and God would show him what was coming on the earth at the time for deliverance. So under the pressure, God always shows who is his people. And as we're looking at this situation, and then here's Joseph, he comes along, and his brethren, they get upset with him because he starts having dreams and having visions, and he tells them the story. And as he tells them the story, they think, oh, he's a proud young man. He's boastful about his religion. Let me tell you something. Because we know where we stand, it's not that we're boasting. We are assured that God is leading us and guiding us. That's why we're not afraid of what the devils are doing at this time. But using wisdom, and Joseph was put into the dungeon. He was in prison. He became dirty like the world, and he had to got dirt all over him for being in the prison. But when it came time for him to shine, God let him to get cleaned up. Changed the way that he looked. Brought him into a place where he could face the king of Egypt at that time, and how that they could see the wisdom of God. Let me tell you something. Under the stress of the pressure of the plague, the wisdom of God is always with his children. He's always ready to give them what they have need of this morning. And I'm trying to stay behind this podium because I don't want to wander too far where the service is. I want to make sure I stay in the stream for them. We're not like the big churches. We can't move everything all around. So you just pray for us. And so we're looking at the situation here, how that these men of God are always brought forward. Listen, God don't always have a big crowd. He don't not have a big group. He has a people that's going to hear his voice. He has a people that's going to be led by his spirit. And here he was, he comes down, and when he starts dealing with Moses, Moses comes as a baby. They missed who the deliverer was. But God was bringing this deliverer as a child. He puts him in the water, and what's watching over Moses is God has an angel protecting that little ark that's running down the Nile River. God's what? He puts an angel between him and death. Let me tell you something. The Lord God is here to put the Spirit of God between you and the coronavirus if you allow him to. He's here to put the power of the Holy Spirit between you and any sickness if you allow him to. And if the sickness comes, he gives the power that the devil can't take your soul, because he's standing between the problem that you have. These demons don't care if you get sick. They come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God said, I give you a way out of this misery. I give you a way into the place of God that I can watch over you and keep you safe. And every time that Moses would come on the scene, when the Lord began to, listen, he had to run out into the desert. He came with a mental conception of who God was and that he was a deliverer. And Moses went out because when he murdered a man, listen, God chose a man who was a murderer to use him for the kingdom and the glory of God. Because he made a terrible mistake, God did not disown Moses. God chose to use the man anyway. Why? Because he was predestined for that job. Listen, friends, you can make some terrible mistakes in your life, but my God can come along and give you the deliverance you're looking for. He can still use you when you've made a mess of your life. My God can set you free if you would allow him to do that. Moses went on to the backside of the desert, and when he met the pillar of fire, within 5 minutes, it changed everything about him. He began to hear the voice of God, and it was not just an imagination. It was something that actually happened to him. The fire was in the bush, but the bush was not consumed. And when he turned aside to see, the voice said, Moses! And Moses responded to the Lord. Listen, friends, when the problems come and the situations come, listen for the voice of God and turn to hear what he's got to say to you. Moses, hearing the voice of God, he turns and says, Lord, here am I. And the Lord begins to speak to him, and he says, I want you to go down. I want you to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit today is telling the devil, I've got some people, and you're going to let them go. They're going to walk for me. They're going to live for me. They're going to stand for me in the Laodicea spirit time. I've got a people that's going to have a testimony against what you're doing in this hour. These demons don't care, friend. They're very religious. They go to church. They're good preachers. Lucifer was one of the best preachers there ever was. He was kicked out of heaven, but one of the best preachers, and a third of the angels was brought down with him. Why? His message was really good, and he deceived them. And his message is still really good. He'll deceive you if you're not careful. Know where you stand with the power of God. Moses goes down and he hears the voice of God, tells him, you go get my children and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He goes down there, and as he begins to talk to Pharaoh, and he tells him to let my people go, of course he refuses. The first thing that God does is let the water turn to blood because of Moses speaking the word. The people had prayed for a deliverer, but they wanted to find an army that would come and overthrow Pharaoh because of all the problems. But that's not what God chose. God's provided way was to send a man with thus saith the Lord. And when he would speak the word of God, God would honor the man's word because God told him what to say. Many times God is telling us what to say and we don't say it the way he said. You say it the way the Lord says it. Moses goes down and he takes his rod and he says, just dip it in the water, dip it in the ponds, dip it in the springs. And as he did that, the water became blood. Listen, friends, you need water to live. And Jesus is the water of life this morning. The Holy Ghost is the water of life this morning. And you need that power inside of you to fear not, little flock. For it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What are you looking to this morning, friends? My God is a consuming fire. He can consume everything. Listen, I understood that the coronavirus can't live in heat. Let me tell you something. You got the heat of the Holy Ghost? He'll burn him out. He'll put him out of your life. He'll put the Holy Ghost in there. What are you afraid of? Because you don't know him. That's where the problems are coming from. Jesus Christ is more than able to give you what you need this morning. Are we depending on the Lord? Are we depending on the doctor? Are we depending on medicine? What are we depending on? We're depending on none less than Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider this morning. He's made a way of escape for all of us. But you got to trust him with all your heart. You have a problem because you haven't committed everything to him. That committal means something. That commitment means something. When Moses committed to God, then he knew that when God told him, listen, he didn't just hear something out of a bush. He heard the voice of God out of the bush. I've chosen you. And when he chose him, he went. And when he went down there, brothers and sisters, that voice every time would speak to Moses. Moses would do exactly what he said, and God would do exactly what he said. If you want to put God on the spot, then do exactly what he says do, and he will honor his word. Whatsoever you say in faith believing, he says, I'll do it. Where's your faith at this morning? Don't put it in some idea. Put it in the power of the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ. He's looking to you this morning to show you that I'm the Lord God that healeth all thy diseases. Brethren, when they started putting out the plagues, there was a little spot of ground called Goshen. And in Goshen is where the children of Israel were sitting. That's where they were in camp, friend. I'll tell you what, we got a Goshen this morning. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. When there's darkness in the world, there's light in your life. There's love in your soul. There's redemption power working through you. Why? Because my God has made a way of escape this morning. What are you looking to? It's the Lord Jesus Christ that's showing the power of his Holy Spirit. He takes and allows these plagues to come upon the people to show that he is God. Many people have come so relaxed in the world today. You've got your iPhones and your computers and you entertain your mind with so many things of the world that God never gets a chance to talk to you because you're so captivated by the entertainments of the world. Now God's got you in a place where you have to go back and watch reruns and old things to try to occupy your mind. Why don't you go back to the Bible? Why don't you go back to the Word of God? And why don't you go to the prayer and ask God to meet you in your prayer closet again? What are you doing this morning with the Word of God? You should be laying down your life for the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ because there's a rapture getting ready to take place. And all those who are marked by the power of the Holy Ghost is going in the rapture. My God is a provided way. Moses standing there, and the first plague was blood. Second plague was frogs. Can you imagine all the frogs that showed up? You get ready to lay down in your bed, and then you lay on a bunch of frogs. You get ready to go try to eat, and there's a bunch of frogs you couldn't eat. You try to go hug your wife. You can't hug her. There's too many frogs. You wanna hug your children. There's too many frogs. There's a problem. Frogs everywhere. Then there's lice. A few years ago, we had a problem with lice with one of my granddaughters. My goodness, I'll tell you, to get rid of them little devils was something else. It was a continual washing the hair. Continual cleaning. Let me tell you something. If you come to the Holy Ghost of God, there will be a continual cleaning of your life. He'll continue to call you to show how to wash yourself and clean yourself and cut off the world. It's a continual washing, friend. You don't just wash one time. You just keep on washing by the water of the Word. You're washed by the water of the Word. The power of the Word is what's causing you to understand that He's in control of your life. Keep washing yourself. Oh, how they got rid of the lice? I don't know if they got rid of the lice. But in Goshen, there was no lice. Hallelujah. Where God's people were, there was no lice. Can you imagine? Here's the borderline. Lice could not cross the borderline. Frogs cannot cross the borderline. Blood cannot cross the borderline. Oh my, the devil can't cross the borderline when God tells him to stop. When he stops him, he stopped, friend. I'm preaching this because I believe in my heart that God has done something in this hour that the demons are trying to get a hold of God's people. But he says, I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. We've applied the blood across the doorpost and the lintel, and God is honoring that. The death angel won't touch your life. Comes along, and here they comes along. He said, then there's flies. I hate flies. They're the most aggravating things. One fly can get in the house, it just irritates you. Butters around your head, land on your coffee cup. Don't land on my coffee cup. He'll land in your bread. He'll land in your soup. Can you imagine all those flies? You couldn't even talk. You couldn't even open your mouth. The flies were everywhere. They were just, can you just imagine trying to walk around? There was not even a net good enough. Walmart couldn't have enough nets to cover the problem. All the camping supplies wasn't good enough. Egypt didn't have camping supplies, and all the flies were all over the place. What are you going to do? Get under the blood. In Goshen. Can you imagine in Goshen where the lion is, the flies are like, zoom, zoom. They couldn't cross over the line. The power of, well, come on, friends. Do you believe that God has power or you don't have power? We're living under the protection during the plague time because God has honored his word. My goodness, and the devils. Then he comes along and attacks the animals with murrain. Then he comes along and he attacks the people with boils. My dad had two or three boils one time, and he said it was so painful. And how that the boils were hurting him. And he was talking about how bad it was, but these people got boils all over. Those magicians got so many boils, they couldn't compete with Moses. Hallelujah. They had a problem. They didn't have time. They didn't know how. Moses could speak boils, and they couldn't do anything about it. But Moses was standing there speaking the word, and not a thing was on his body because he was under the anointing of the protection of the Lord God himself. Oh, my. Then the hail begins to fall. When the hail begins to fall, it starts killing whoever's in the field, the animals and the problems. It starts destroying crops. And did you know that this hail coming out of heaven was also on fire? And if you've heard any of the things that's happened through the years, when the shuttles are coming back into Earth's atmosphere, they have to slow them down because they put fire protectors on the wings and stuff so that they won't be destroyed because there's so much friction in the air. And so these rocks, without all that, they became the fire. They became the hell that was destroying the people. The Bible says it was running across the earth, destroying the people. But not in Goshen. The Goshen is a type of the Holy Ghost this morning, friends. If you're afraid this morning, why don't you run to God and get to Goshen this morning that you can have a protection from the coronavirus? Hallelujah. Yes, wash your hands, wear your mask, do whatever you're going to do. Do what you can, and God will honor you in these things. But don't go out there acting ignorant about it. Be concerned, but don't get worried. Understand that there's a God who can deliver you. Listen, people are getting the cold, and they're getting a flu, and they're getting a fever, and they're afraid that they got the coronavirus, and they're having problems, and the devil begins to work in your mind. Cast him out.
The Bible says you can cast down all the vain imagination. God can cast him down this morning, and that's what we're looking to. We're raising up the power of God so that you can see that my God is in control this morning. What a mighty God we serve this morning. He wants to show you his love and power in the time of crisis, in the time of cancer, in the time of corona, whatever you want to do. God wants to show his power. Are you willing to allow him to step forward in your life? Or are you afraid? I don't have his spirit. I want to come after you this morning. If you don't know where you're at, you should stop entertaining yourself so much and start entertaining the Lord of God. He says, if you'll draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. What are you drawing to this morning, friends? It's the power of the Spirit of God that's moving upon the people. And then after the hail came the locusts. Oh, my goodness. And now the locusts are jumping all over the place, and they're causing another problem. I can't imagine how that one man called Pharaoh could not allow these people to leave. But God just let his heart keep being hardened. And because one man had so much control as a dictator, all the rest of the country had to do what he said. They feared one man. Let me ask you something. The only man we should fear is the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a godly fear this morning and know that he's watching over us and that he's protecting us. Now, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, friends. You need to have the fear of the Lord. Not the fear of the devil. If you have the fear of the devil, he's going to destroy you during the plague time. But my God says, I give you power, I give you strength. Listen, friends, this is not a fairy tale this morning, and I'm not going to act like stupid this morning, but you need to know that you have the Holy Ghost inside of your life and do what you're supposed to do according to the Word. I challenge you, get closer to the Lord. This is a crisis going on. You know, crisis changed people's thinking. Crisis changes people's attitudes. The Lord was working on Pharaoh. One plague after another plague after another plague. The Lord was working on Pharaoh. He was going to break him down until he was going to obey his word. He kept on working on him. After the locust came darkness. 3 days in darkness. But there was not darkness in Goshen. Hallelujah. At the end time, there's darkness over the world, gross darkness over the world. But yet in the evening time, there's a light that's shining forth. There's a power of God that's walking with his people who has the Holy Ghost. That light will shine forth. You're not living in darkness. You are the light of the world. You cannot be hid. The power of God moving forward. This crisis is changing people's thinking. Even notice this morning, last week you probably couldn't have put this sign down here on the median strip just before you turn to the church, but somebody put in red with black letters, Jesus saves. I thought, praise the Lord, somebody got bold enough to let them know Jesus is still working. Jesus is still calling. Listen, I'm not going to ever say that it's over until he takes me out of here. Until we can get the last one, if we can find the last seed that's somewhere around the world, we're looking for God to do something to bring that last seed in. And that last seed is going to be one of the most expensive seeds there is. But God's got all time, he's got all resources, and he will not fail to find the last one. He seeks and saves that which is lost. He's making the difference in their life. And how that this virus has changed people's attitude and changed their thought pattern and changed how we live and how we go to the store. I was texting with Brother Danny Del Mundo, me and Brother Lloyd last night, and Brother Danny says that only one person out of the family is allowed to go out of the house to go get their groceries. One person. It has to be essential needs. Listen, friends, the essential need is the Holy Ghost. Don't go out of your house without the essential need of the Holy Ghost. You get the essential need of the Holy Ghost, brother, you ain't fearing what the devil's doing out there. Yes, we obey the laws of the land. That's why there's only 8 or 9 people here today, because we're obeying what the president said and what our governor said. We're obeying that because why? It's something we're supposed to do. Listen, this is a pandemic. It's around the world. It's not just here in Virginia. It's not just here in Maryland or D.C. It's around the world. And listen, the world is falling under fear they're falling under the crisis of a pandemic, and they're finding out. Listen, a few weeks ago we were talking about war, talking about bombing this one, doing that, and different things. But now everybody, one virus has shut down the world. One virus has caused everything to come to a screeching halt, pretty much. They've stopped so much fighting because they're afraid. They don't know who's got the virus. Oh, my. We're looking at a situation. You know, the devil's doing so many different things. And in this darkness, this time of darkness, people are not aware of they can't see one another during this 3 days of darkness. They have to be still. It's time for you to be still and know God. Time to stop what you're doing and in this dark hour that we're living and take time to focus on the Lord Jesus. I wonder if we were in the houses around Egypt at the time, if some of them would say, I would to God that somebody would slap Pharaoh upside the head and knock sense into him. We are suffering from all that he won't do for us. Can you imagine being in those people's houses? They got lice, they got frogs, they got blood for the water, they got all kinds of problems. And Pharaoh's over there going, I'm in control. Well, you know what? God's going to show the world who's in control. Every dictator, every leader is going to find out there is a God. Every one of them is going to have to turn their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, this thing has not just affected some people. This thing has affected every person on the face of the earth. It doesn't care what religion they are. It doesn't care what nationality they are. They don't care what it is. The devil doesn't care who you say you are. God knows all about this situation. There's no borders to this virus. There's no borders to where these spirits are moving. These are spirits that are moving around the world, and they're doing something and trying to cause a panic, and it's causing a panic with the pandemic. People are panicking. They're fearful because they don't have peace in their heart. They're fearful because they don't understand what God is allowing the devil to do to the people. Listen, God could stop this thing in a thought. But every time that there's a plague, God is allowing it to show that he is the supreme power. That he is the essential need that you have. And here these things are. Listen, we're fighting against an unseen force. People don't know where he is. I'm talking about that disease of corona. People don't know if maybe one of you brothers have got it sitting here today. Maybe you're a transmitter of the disease and you don't even know that what's taking place and how that people are fighting something that they cannot see. And the only time they know to fight it is when it appears in someone that's been positive tested. I'm going to tell you something. This unseen enemy is hard to deal with. You can't tell where he is. You can't tell if he's on the doorknob. You can't tell if he's on the car handle. You can't tell if he's on the grocery basket where you're pushing for the groceries. You can't tell where this devil is. It's an unseen enemy. I'm going to tell you something. That unseen enemy is causing a lot of problems. But there's an unseen force that is more powerful than that one. It's the unseen power of the Holy Ghost this morning. You can't see him, but the evidence is showing up in the positive reaction of who you are. The demons are a positive reaction. They can't figure out who's got the, but we can know who's got the Holy Ghost by the way they live and the way they walk and the way they talk. And the fruits will show who they are. And when the coronavirus is being exposed to who's got the problem, I'll tell you what, then people are like, quarantine this and quarantine. You're going to have to quarantine. You cannot ignore this. If you come in contact with somebody that's got that devil, you come in contact with somebody that's got that devil, you have to get quarantined. But if you come in contact with the power of the Holy Ghost this morning, he set you free. I would to God that if somebody came in contact with me and then I reached seven other people, that they would all know the same power that God is giving to us. The devil's trying to connect this sickness to that sickness. Let me tell you something. If we could get the Holy Ghost to connect to you like the devil's connecting the coronavirus, we'd have a mighty army sitting here today. The power and the glory of the Holy Ghost would be leading the way, but people are afraid to do it. Why don't you let God be exposed in during this time? Why don't you give God the glory while we're living in this hour? Why don't you give God the praise while we're walking in this time? Because the enemy does not know who you are. Hallelujah. Time to let the devil know who we are, friends. Time to let the enemy understand that there is a positive inside of us, and it's called the Holy Ghost. It's not a positive corona, but it's a positive of Jesus Christ. It's a positive of the Holy Spirit. It's a positive of a righteous life. What is it? It's God living through us today. What are you afraid of this morning, friend? You should fear nothing but God. These demons don't care nothing about what God's doing. This unseen force this morning, I'm going to be closing in a few minutes, but these unseen forces, listen, they're fighting. It's principalities and powers that are moving around this morning. There's unseen forces. So when devil's got an unseen force, God's got a greater unseen force to overcome all of these things. He said he can overcome every principality, every power this morning. But what are you trusting in? Your own desires? I hope not. This demon needs to be exposed this morning. That my God is more than able to take control of the situation. He's living inside of us. He's teaching us how to stand in an hour of grief and excitement of all the world and the crisis that we're having. He's teaching us to stand on the word of God and not fail him. Can you love him this morning? Can you trust him? Can you give him the praise and the glory? How that the power of God is able to come through the situation. Listen, there's a lot of times people are sick. Give me just a few more minutes. There's a lot of people who are sick, and they come along, and they go for a test, and they have a false positive. What? Yeah. They have a false positive. And that false positive, they go there, and they're positively they're sick. But it's a false. It ain't the same sickness that they think it is. The devil starts working on that mind and working on the situation. I'll tell you what, let me try to encourage your heart this morning. Just let me give you a false negative. My wife a few weeks ago went to the hospital. She was in an emergency. We didn't know at the time it was a kidney stone. And so, you know, when you go to the hospital, they go into there and they start taking your blood. They want to see what's in the blood. Hallelujah. Brother, if you've been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Brother, that's a positive with no negative to it. My wife was laying in the hospital, and by this time they had given her a shot. Now, I'm going to close with this in a few minutes, but here she is, and I hope I don't embarrass her too bad. You need to laugh. Hopefully you will. We were in the hospital, and they finally gave her some shots. I think it was Toradol that they finally gave her, and she finally, her body just relaxed, and she was able to lay in the bed without pain, and she could talk, and she could converse with me, and she could smile. And so the doctor walks in. The doctor starts reading the medical record and says, you got this, and your pregnancy test is positive. I said, I like to fell over. I'm like, there ain't no way. And he said, you're positive, you're pregnant. My wife's laying there, we're containing ourselves. Little doctor walks out of the door, and I looked at her and she looks at me. I said, this ain't happening. I'm not Abraham. She's laying there and she says, let's tell the kids that I'm pregnant. I said, not me. I'm not telling them. She says, let me tell them. By this time, that medicine is really kicking in for her. She's feeling real happy. And she texts the kids and says, I wanted to let you know that I'm pregnant. And that's all she says. Well, my four kids are like, no way. Joe said for about 10 minutes he was going around, this can't be, this can't be, this can't be. Michael goes, Got to be a mistake. Ben, it's got to be a mistake. Rachel, no. And you know, they're just, and she's holding it. She won't tell them that it was a false positive. And it was positively showing that she's pregnant, but she's not pregnant. And so she's laying there, and she starts laughing. We laugh so hard. I haven't laughed that hard, and I don't win. Because the kids are not knowing, is this the truth? Is this not the truth? I mean, you got 10 grandkids, and you're going to have a baby? I said, no. We're not having a baby. And so here she is. She's laying there with a false positive. It's a false report with a positive implication. But she can't be pregnant. There's no way. Time goes on. We go back to the hospital just before she has the stone busted. We go back in, and don't you know that they said again that she's still showing positive that she's pregnant? I said, the only birth she's giving birth to is a stone. That's all. No more kids. Sorry, folks, that's the end of the line. And so here she is, she's laying there, and she's got a false positive. That's what the devil's trying to give you. He's trying to give you a false religion, even though you're positively going to church, you're singing your songs, you're worshiping. When you get out of church, what are you doing? You're having a false positive in your life, and that's why you have no victory. But if you know where you stand, the false positive does not have no hold on you. You know that you've been baptized by the power and the glory of the Holy Ghost. So this morning, why don't you let the devil know, I'm not a false positive. I've got the power and the glory of the Holy Ghost living inside of me, and I'm going to withstand what this coronavirus is doing. And when it's time for the rapture, we'll be gone when all the plagues are all over Egypt again. Friends, neighbors, you ought to praise God this morning that we have been chosen to live up above all these demons' powers this morning. Why don't you just pray with me right now and give God the glory? I want to pray for you if you're sick this morning. I want to pray for you if you're feeling like you don't know God like you should. You need to be set free this morning. Listen, this God allows these things to happen for a reason. They are warning signs of God's judgment coming upon the world. You need to know where you stand. You need to know where you are. Let the musicians go back to the places. Let me tell you something this morning, friends. These enemies don't care. But my God, he cares. Whatever is going on in your life, my God understands your situation. You might think, well, nobody knows how I'm feeling. You don't know the depression I'm feeling. Let me tell you something. God can take that worry. He can take that fear. When my wife was suffering with depression, and the doctor come out and told me when she was in the hospital, and he said to me, Mr. Walls, I don't know how to tell you this. He said, but my medicine did not help your wife. He said, but it was her faith in God that set her free. And I'll tell you what, my God is more than able to take that depression out of your life. When he attacks you, he can take the cancer out of your life. When he attacks you, my God is more than able, and he can take corona out of your body. If it's on you, God can take it away from you, because he's positive, not negative. Let's just pray together. Father, as we look to you this morning, seeing that many people are suffering, oh, Lord, their hearts are burdened. They need encouragement. Lord, they don't need a false positive. They need a full positive. They need a deposit of your spirit in their life. Lord, there's different ones that are sick. You know what's going on in their life. I rebuke that devil. Lord, those who are suffering with depression, oppression, there's an angel standing between to protect us. Just as there was an angel standing between the children of Israel and the children of Egypt, there's a God who's standing this morning that he won't let the enemy go no further than the borderline of Goshen. There's a God who's standing available to rebuke him and to cast him down. Let this peace of God come into your minds. Let the peace of the Holy Ghost move in your spirit. Let the peace of the Word begin to take control. Come to the place to know Jesus Christ in your life. Oh, why don't you just give a little thought to him this morning? Give a little prayer to him as a family. You in your homes, you in your sick beds, you that are suffering with issues in your life, and let God come alongside of you just now. Oh, Father, the one who spoke to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you promised a land. They possess the land, Lord, and today possession is ours. Lord, we possess the Holy Ghost beyond what the enemy can say, beyond what the devil can do. Lord, you've given us a positive this morning that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus to live holy and godly in this world that's full of sin and curse. These demons trying to bring in all the false negatives. Lord, trying to give a false religion to make them feel okay. It's not okay. Lord, we stand here this morning with the authority of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you came to lead a bride out of this sin-cursed world. And all, you said, all that the Father gives me, I'll lose none. Lord, how that you can do that today, and how that the enemy is losing his grip on those who are chosen. Religion is a false negative. False positive. That religion is a false positive, and how that he's coming along and trying to induce you with religion and not according to the word. When Moses was met with a pillar of fire, it changed him completely. He couldn't dress the same way no more. He couldn't talk the same way no more. He had to change his lifestyle to fit the word. That's what we've got to do, friends, this morning, is let the word come and dress us with the clothing of his spirit, oh God, that you might wash us with the water of the word, that we might be faithful and holy to you, Lord, and be dedicated unto your service. We thank you for the opportunity this morning to speak to your children, Lord. Whoever was listening, may they be encouraged this morning that you are the God of in control. You're the God who watches over the people of God in the plague. You're watching, you're the protection under the plague that's taking place. And Father, we want to say thank you and give you glory and praise your holy name. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you this morning as we sing that song, The Great Emancipator. How that he is the great one who comes to wash away all the sins, all the problems, all the things that the devil's trying to do, and how that he's moving inside of your life. I know that he's here and he's watching over us, and he's waiting for you to step up and to get in line, because he won't let us take this rapture until the last one is chosen this morning. Brother, if you can put up The Great Emancipator.
He's the great emancipator.
For he's the great emancipator. four song. You believe you've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. You believe that you're one of them. We'll just sing a little verse and a chorus, and then we'll let you be dismissed after this song. Friends, go encouraged this morning that you've got something protecting you that the world doesn't know anything about. It's the greatest inoculation you can get is have the Holy Ghost this morning. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Say, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper room. They were gathered. All praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost and power for service came. Now what it did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Say, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one. Sing it like this. I'm one with him. I'm one with him. I'm so glad I can say I'm one with him. I'm one with them. May the Lord bless you as we're dismissed. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one. I'm one of them, I'm one of them, one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.